अब पूरी फैमिली एक साथ श्री राम कथा का आनंद ले सकती है सिर्फ चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप पर। जानिए श्री राम के बचपन से लेकर दशानन वध तक का सफर। सरल रामायण घर के सभी सदस्यों के लिए। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny My Perks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with My Perks. Find your My Personality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
Five oceans, seven continents, and so many countries. In this geography podcast, we explore the world with our little explorers. Talk about the countries, their flags, and lots more.
For all of us who love to eat sandwiches, there indeed a place on this earth which is by the same name. Yes, we're talking about South Georgia and the South Sandwich Islands. Yes, they lie in the Southern American continent and are a part of British Overseas Territories. Exactly in the South Atlantic Ocean, they are remote islands which contain South Georgia, which is the main island, and a chain of smaller islands called the South Sandwich Island. Its capital is King Edward Point. Official language is English, and the people living there are called South Georgians or South Sandwich Islanders. Interesting thing to understand is that the South Sandwich Islands are uninhabited. And on South Georgia too, a very small population lives, which too is not the permanent population. There are some very interesting facts about this place. First thing is, since they are uninhabited, there are no flights or ferries which go to this place. But summers do have visitors in South Georgia by cruise liners. South Georgia Island was taken in by the United Kingdom back in the 1775, and they made South Sandwich Islands their territory in 1908. The collective territory was formed in 1985. Before that, Argentina was the country which maintained its claim over these two places. It indeed is a beautiful place, occupied by some very intriguing animals. There is southern giant petrel, which lives in South Georgia. Also, there is a colony of king penguins, which amount to over 2 lakh in number. There is also a specific albatross species which are found there. In South Georgia, exactly in St. Andrews Bay, there is an Antarctic pearlwort plant which has narrow leaves and white flowers which almost carpets the entire area. Other than that, there is also very interesting phenomena that takes place because of the air currents. In the South Sandwich Islands, the air current is such that it leads to creation of wave patterns in the clouds over this place. The northernmost point is Cape North. The southernmost point is Cook Island. The highest point is Mount Paget. And the lowest point is Atlantic Ocean. Talking slightly about the history of this place, South Georgia Island was sighted by Anthony de la Roche. He was a London merchant and named this island as Roche Island initially. Later, in 1775, Captain James Cook circumnavigated this island, and it is then that he claimed it for Great Britain, calling it the Isle of Georgia. It was named so after the then monarch of England, King George III. And the South Sandwich Islands were also discovered by Captain James Cook when he was circumnavigating this place. And it was he who gave this place such an interesting name. Now let's take a look at the flag of this place. Its flag has a blue base, like the other British Overseas Territory flags, the flag of South Georgia and the South Sandwich Islands also has a Union Jack in it, on the top left touching the hoist side. In the rest of the horizontal half is the coat of arms. So that is the flag of South Georgia and the South Sandwich Islands. To know about other places, their flags and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes and don't forget to like, follow, subscribe and share Little Explorers Podcast.